Yo, what is up, dishwashers? It's me, Zach Lee, back with another episode of The Dish Podcast. We got a lot of spit to put on your plate for you guys to eat up today. It's going to be real good, I guarantee it this time. But like always, got a couple of co-hosts here. Beasles, you want to say what's up?
All right, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Dish. I hope y'all enjoyed us roasting NDA Live last time. welcome back.
And then Dom, what's good?
Yo, what up? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka Domzo Ball, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. And welcome back to episode, what is it, eight? Episode eight. I know y'all enjoyed the slander of the WNBA and EA Sports. Brittany Griner, please don't fuck me up. We on good terms. How you guys doing?
Man, I'm mad that we didn't get contacted by EA Sports yet about sponsorship. I think we put them on the
last
podcast.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm pretty sure there was a drastic change in like the activity of their servers after that podcast. Now, whether that was a positive or negative change, I don't know. But there was a change. I feel like we should at least get a little back. A little back. It'll not be a big back.
If we up here trashing the game, talking about how bad it is, people are going to want to check it out for themselves. Be like, yo, is this game really that bad? Now, I don't think anyone here has personally played it, but just because...
Oh, I played it. It's fucking horrible.
Oh, you played it?
Listen. Yeah, I played it. I played when the demo came out and they first had LSK tall bum ass on there. Who else was it? Was it Jezzer? Yeah. Who's the other nigga on there? Yep, Jezzer. No, it was Chris Smoove. It was Chris Smoove and LSK on the demo. Ass. First of all, EA, you're failing because you're putting a 2K player on your game for publicity. You're a failure. He's a failure for letting you mocap him like that. And LSK is just LSK. Damn, like, come on, man.
Yo, we just roasting people on the
pod. It's not roasting. LSK is a great, great whatever he is.
Oh, I don't know. I'm kidding.
LSK is a great YouTuber. Whatever. He's a great streamer. He's a great person. But just in the game of basketball, like, bro, you're 6'10 for what? Like,
chill.
Like, come on. You trying to 1v1 him?
Bro, listen, I'm not Flight. All right? Look, you're not going to embarrass me. You ain't gonna embarrass me. Listen, when Flight goes to the hole more than you, you got a problem. Just saying. I understand you got the little concussion shit. No, matter of fact, that's not even no fucking excuse. Like, nigga, it's pickup basketball. There should be no reason why you're not laying the ball up on the average height of 6 foot, whatever, niggas, when you playing, just because you don't want to get hurt again.
Bro, they can't even touch his top of his head.
Exactly. Like, who's hitting him in the head? Whoever hits you in the head, you deserve to, like, throw the fade. Like, who's hitting? You're 6'10, bro. Like, LSK, like, there's something about you we don't know about. There's something about you we don't know about, bro.
All right.
Let's get Brittany Griner treatment.
Let's save the LSK roast for, I don't know, something else, maybe off the pod, but let's roast someone else. Let's roast the Cleveland Cavaliers because they deserve to be roasted for the way they are playing. They got destroyed by the OKC Thunder on Sunday or Saturday. What was the final score? 148? They let OKC score 148 points.
In regulation. No OT.
And if it wasn't for the bench of OKC being so trash, it could have been like 160, 170.
Jeez.
Like, it's gotten really bad. And nothing's getting worse. Nothing's getting better. It's only getting worse. Is it time to panic now? Because honestly, I'm not even sure they're coming out of the East this year anymore.
I want to hear what Dom has to say, man.
Right.
Oh, I'm
the defender of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the most amazing news in the world about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't think you've noticed this, but this is the same shit every single year.
No, it's not.
It's the same. It's the same conversations. Literally last year, you can go back to any point last year. It's the same conversations. You don't think they're going to get out the East. They're doing terrible. How do they think they're going to even get to the finals to see the Warriors?
It's never been this bad.
I know. It wasn't this. Listen, and last year, it never was that bad. And the year before that, it was never that bad.
But so it's getting worse. That's not good.
It gets worse every regular season. And what happens in the playoffs? LeBron James goes in his closet. He reaches to the top shelf for the Nike
Nigga,
box.
That switch is gone.
You want to know why the switch is there? Listen, you want to know why the switch is there? Because explain to me what happened when they played the Warriors. The effort. What was I saying? They lost by 15. I'm not talking about the W or the L. I'm just talking about the team that we've seen play. They showed effort. That's the thing that we said they needed. The last time we were on the pod, we said the Cavs are lacking effort. They're lacking intensity. They're just not trying. Like, as bad as it is to say it, they're just not. But they chose to try against the Warriors. They're like, I'm not saying that they're purposely not trying. That's the last thing I'm saying. But like, bro, come on. Like, this is what they do. They coast. They're coasting.
This is sinking.
This isn't coasting. They're trying, it's and coasting. It's not they're working. Sinking.
No, I don't think they're trying. Like a great man said earlier this week, my man Colin Cowherd, they're just sending messages, bro. They're sending messages that they need help, bro.
Save us.
They need more help. They don't have enough.
I don't want to hear that they don't have enough bullshit, because a 73 win team went and got KD and it wasn't no fucking, oh, is that not enough help bullshit? God. Okay? If Kevin Durant and the Warriors can still get credit for winning the finals, I don't want to hear it. If they can still get credit for winning that finals, LeBron can get as much help as he fucking wants. So I don't want
to
hear that. That's
about
the last thing I want
to
hear.
To the Warriors. I mean, losing to everybody.
But you know they're getting to the finals. If you don't think they're getting to the finals, I mean, my nigga, I guess you don't learn from history. History repeats itself, my nigga. They are bad in the regular season. They turn it up in the playoffs. I don't care. Like, I'm not going to panic with the Cavaliers. They can beat the eighth seed and they're still getting to the finals. They can.
Isn't the point of coasting to make their lives easier in the playoffs?
I mean, the East is easy for them. It's going to be easy.
It's easy. Like,
there's no reason. They seen it last year.
They lost the first seed.
The East ain't about to be as easy this year.
Woe is me. The Cavs aren't the first seed. Is it finally over?
They're about to be the fourth.
Like, they can be the eighth and they'll still get to the finals.
I just never seen the Cavs have this many adjustments to make because
I mean,
of
I've never seen the listen, I've never seen the Cavs constantly go to the finals until LeBron came back. So shit, this is new. This is a new thing. like before this, they weren't doing anything. Before this, they were struggling just to put a team around LeBron because he wouldn't say anything. Now LeBron's saying something. He's speaking up. He's making these demands. Yes, they're not the most perfect demands. Yes, there's a lot of questions behind him, but he spent 7 years of his life not saying anything and just letting the team do what the team does. And they didn't get anyone but Ben Wallace, Mo Williams, and Shaq when he was washed. So now that he's saying stuff, and yes, he's trying to put players around that he thinks that'll make it work. I mean, they got a championship out of J.R. and Tristan. They paid him. That was stupid. We agree. But it's better that he said something like, okay, I like these guys, keep them, than not say anything, because who knows who they would have had there. They probably would have traded J.R. for some picks, for some second-round picks, and just had Iman Shumpert starting. Like, it's the Cavs we're talking about. The Cavs are known for making the most ridiculous decisions around their stars. And now it's a problem that LeBron is stepping up and trying to take more control because he's seen how this team treats him. He's seen the role.
LeBron's being real passive.
It's not like they're not doing anything. They're actually like putting pieces around him that he wants. Right. That he's just going to dip because he can't win.
I mean, it's not that he's going to dip because he's not going to win. The pieces aren't working. You put the pieces around him, cool. What happens if they don't work? It is on him. So what is he going to do? He's going to leave.
That's so messed up.
I mean, it is what it is. This game is messed up.
Thanks for all the help. You did everything I asked you to do. It didn't work. Good luck. I'm out.
Listen, all I know is a player can go out, lose his sister during the playoffs, come out and give his damn hip to a franchise and still get traded because he got injured on their terms. So this game isn't fair. This game is messed up to the players. So why do the players not – why do they have to be loyal? What is loyalty? What is this? This is a business. It's business decisions. Now, he wanted those players around him. He thought it was a good business decision to have Kyle Korver, arguably top three shooter in the NBA right now. He knows he needs space on the court when it comes to play the Warriors. It didn't pan out. He thought Deron Williams would be a quality point guard off the bench. That definitely didn't pan out. It didn't work. So what did he do? Abandon that. Well, not abandon Kyle Korver, but get Deron up out of there. You bring in IT and Jay Crowder for Kyrie Irving. It seemed like on paper it will work. IT isn't where he needs to be right now. I'm not worried. Jay Crowder is Jay Crowder. Like, I'm sorry. It's Jay Crowder.
Well, I thought it was a better stopper.
Exactly. Yeah. He looked better on the Celtics than he does on the damn Cavs.
And so does IT.
This
so
is
does
what
IT.
It is. I mean, IT isn't even IT yet. He's just I. The nigga's not even fully IT. He's just I. His hip's still getting there. He's still getting in shape. I'm not tripping on IT. He doesn't look ass. He is not none of that.
But
he's
still getting in shape. I
mean, no one said he was.
But that's the problem.
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, whoever you talk to or whoever y'all know that said IT would be better than Kyrie, they don't know basketball. So who cares what they think? All I said when I heard IT was going to the Cavs was he can have the same type of impact he did on offense because he can score just as much as Kyrie. But he's not healthy. He's not healthy. He's not in shape all the way yet. He's not in rhythm all the way. So I'm not tripping about that. I'll wait till March. I'll wait till May to have my final judgments on IT. But I'm not panicking when it comes to the Cavaliers, man. I won't panic to the playoffs. Now, they go into the playoffs and they go down 2-0 to whoever they face in the first round. Then I'm panicking. Then I'm like, okay, now it's really over. It's over. But I'm not – just like, for example, just like with the Raptors, I don't give a damn what they do this season. I don't care what they do in this regular season. They can be the number one seed and I still say they're ass because they're going to choke in the playoffs because that's what they've shown me the past 4 years. They choke. So for the Cavaliers and the Raptors, I have the same type of emotion. I have the same opinion. I don't care until the playoffs. Like, it is what it is. I'm sorry. I go off of what you show me. And what these two teams have shown me, their regular seasons do not matter, no matter how good or how bad they are. Only thing that matters for those two teams are the playoffs.
Okay, so I was watching Chris Broussard, right? Since you want to bring up Colin Cowherd, let me bring up Chris Broussard, right? And he put up a great point because the difference between this year and years past is because in 2015, it was his first year, right? So, you know, like actual chemistry problems. Second year, it was the whole, we didn't have Kyrie and Kevin Love. So we're motivated in that sense. That's why we're coasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2017, they were the champs. So they were like, all right, we got this. So we're just going to save our energy up for the finals. There's no problems. We're the champs. But this but this year, it's like, they don't really have, like, an excuse to coast. You know what I mean? Like, because they need the regular season to mesh their pieces together.
I mean, but do you really need a reason to coast?
Yeah.
If your reason for coasting is just stupid
in the first place.
I mean, yes, I agree. It is a stupid reason, but there are exceptions. If you have a player in LeBron James who, and I'm not saying this to validate him being some type of GOAT or anything, but if you have a player in LeBron James that just for the past 7 to 8 years have been going on these deep runs, going to the finals, he just developed the mindset of why do I need to put all this effort into the regular season if I'm just going to make a deep playoff push? And I know I'm capable of doing that.
It ain't now, you can say, right now. They you ain't can, coasting
listen,
right now.
You can say it is what it is. You can say whatever you want. You can put whatever label you want on it. They're just coasting.
Let's be real. In years past, it was just LeBron. Now people who aren't LeBron think they're LeBron. Like, fuck.
I mean, listen. Blame them. You gonna blame LeBron for people to think that he's on their level? You want him to be like, bro, you're not me? So you think you want LeBron James to go to his teammates and be like, y'all not me, y'all can't coach.
He's the leader.
So LeBron should go to his teammates and say, I'm the only one that can coach. You niggas play.
Or he should lead by example and not coach himself.
That's what I'm saying.
Lead by example and just play hard.
He doesn't have to play hard.
I mean, if he's just going to go sweet the East,
he doesn't have to play hard, but he doesn't have to make his team give up 150 points against the Thunder.
He's not making his team do nothing. That's them. Yo, like, these are grown men.
That's them? Where's LeBron that night?
LeBron didn't do anything last night.
I mean, I'm not saying. Well, when I say that's them, if they don't, if they don't try, they don't try. That's on them. Like, they're grown adults. They're professional athletes. If they don't want to try, nigga, talk to the coach. Why his team ain't trying? Like, want LeBron to tell every player on his team? What if he did say try? They just not trying.
So it's the coach now. But LeBron's the coach because Ty Lue's ass. So
why? So the fact that that's the case, why don't they get a new coach? Why are we not? Why is that not an issue?
Because
that LeBron James has to be the coach
care.
Of a team, and that's not a problem to you.
That's not an issue. That's not the problem when it comes to why they keep getting blown out like this.
I mean, but it starts somewhere. Maybe if you get a front office that cares and they put in coaches that care, and then maybe it'll trickle down to the players so that they'll care.
Nah.
That doesn't make sense. Am I the only one that thinks that makes sense?
So wait, okay.
It starts in the front office.
Here's what I want to say.
If the players see there's a front office that doesn't care, they're not going to care. Like,
so
why care if your front office doesn't care?
Real quick, if you think if the Cavs got Fizdale instead of Tyronn Lue, would they be snap this losing streak and start winning again?
I don't. I gotta see.
You gotta see.
I have to see.
If that's the case, that's the case, then why was Memphis so bad with David Fizdale still?
Because that's Memphis. I don't know. Memphis is just ass. I'm sorry. I don't know. They're just ass.
Nah, it ain't the coach.
Plus, Memphis. You talking about this year?
Yes.
The year that they lost two of their valuable defensive pieces that made them Memphis in years
past.
How valuable was Tony Allen? You act like. I mean, defense is valuable no matter how you put it.
He was barely
defense
playing.
Is valuable. I mean, listen, when? Last year?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, and last year they took a dip, right?
Last year was like a different team, they were pretty much the same as like they've been.
They were pretty much the same team. They took the Spurs to six.
They've been the same team for... They were the Atlanta Hawks of the West.
All I know is this year they don't have Z-Bo. It was not the same team this year. They're rebuilding this year in a way. I don't know.
They lost Z-Bo, okay, but now they got like Tyreek Evans who's been balling.
I mean, they didn't even expect Tyreek Evans to be balling. That surprised them. He is balling. They got Mario Chalmers who's being Mario Chalmers too. I mean, look at their team.
I'm just saying.
Does that team look competitive to you? That team looks like it should be good, huh?
I mean, it doesn't look like it should be the worst team in the West.
Is it the worst team in the West? I thought the Mavs were the worst team in the West.
No,
they're the Lakers.
No, they're like, I think they're actually like 14th tied for 14th, like tied with the Mavs.
But didn't they? How long did they lose Mike Conley?
I don't know, but you think Mike Conley by himself, is the reason why they've been losing like this?
I mean, the Lakers are 1-9 without Lonzo. I'm just saying, the Lakers are 1-9 without Lonzo, and he's a rookie. So I can only imagine how a team that's been dependent on that point guard to lead them his whole career, without him, I'm pretty sure that team looks awful. They looked pretty awful. When Mario Chalmers is your starting point guard, and he hasn't done anything since he was winning championships in Miami with LeBron and D Wade and Chris Bosh. I don't think your team's built for success at that point. Like, there's reasons why Memphis looks so bad.
Anyways,
it's not just.
I wasn't bringing that up to talk about Memphis. I was just saying you can get a new coach and it won't make a difference. The Cavs will still keep losing.
I'm not saying it's just the coach. I'm saying front office in general. It's a lot about the Cavs that needs
front
to change.
Front office isn't the not just what's on
the
court.
But the front office can't even make moves because LeBron's basically holding them hostage.
Then that means they need to be like, hey, we're done with LeBron.
He can't just do it.
I'm done with
LeBron. I mean, why not?
He's LeBron. I mean,
you're right. Okay. He's LeBron, and now look what the situation they're in.
What are they going to do? Start trading off all their players for, like, picks?
I mean...
Low key, that might be the move right now.
Why not? That's the only thing you can do.
Let me get a late first round pick for IT, future first round pick for Love.
Just pull a Celtics, man. Let's
be real. If LeBron actually gave them some kind of indication that he'd stay, they'd pull that DeAndre trade like right now.
I'm not giving them the next pick for no DeAndre Jordan.
I'm saying I don't understand. Or something like Boogie.
You know what I mean?
All right, Boogie for sure, but DeAndre Jordan, I ain't giving up.
He's
gonna
say,
"Oh,
they didn't surround me with help." But the only reason they can't surround him with help is because they can't get a commitment from him.
That's the thing. If that's the case, they're trying to play in between right now. They're trying to stay competitive while bracing to rebuild. If I'm them, I'm just saying, you know what? We ain't beating the Warriors. There's no point in trying.
Rebuild.
Screw it, LeBron. You want to stay here? Don't want us to trade you? All right. Good luck playing with a bunch of D League players and draft picks.
I'm saying, like, you either go all in on trying to make LeBron stay, and if he doesn't, oh well, or you just rebuild. Like, at this point, you have to think about the team first. Like, and again, that's where the front office comes into play. Like, you need to know when to say enough is enough when it comes to any player in this league. Like, LeBron came back and did what he set out to do, win a championship. So what does he need to say he's committed for? He completed his goal. The one mission he had, he completed. Oh, he completed that two seasons ago. So, at this point, why are you even concerned with what LeBron's going to do? You just make your move as a team, as an organization. You got your championship out of LeBron. What's next?
You don't just say, "Oh, we got our championship. Let's rebuild."
I mean, that's all they got. They ain't getting another one.
Thank you. They got their first championship in 50 years. You're bugging if you're thinking that they shouldn't just say, okay, we got a championship, let's move on. They got their first one in 50 years. That meant a lot to them. That means a lot to that franchise. No matter how stupid it sounds, it is. It is what it is. Like, they might as well just say, let's rebuild. Blow it up. That's my vote. Blow it up. Get as much picks as you can. Because there's no use of doing this anymore. This soap opera is done. It's old. Like,
so it's time to panic.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's time to panic. I wouldn't say blowing it up is panicking. It's just like it's coming to realization. Yeah. It's coming to reality. Like, bro, it's over. Like, this run's over. That's not panicking. That's just like, it is what it is. Panicking is what they're doing now. Like, I don't know what to do. Is LeBron staying? Is he going? We have like three trades lined up. Hey, LeBron, will this trade help? No, I don't know what to do. That's panicking. Like, that's what they're doing now is panicking.
There's no way LeBron's staying. You have to know there's no way he's staying. The man is going to Houston. Like, I can see this already. He's going. All right, here's what's going to happen. Houston Rockets are going to lose to the Warriors. Going to put up a good fight, losing 6 or 7. Then LeBron's going to go to the Houston and put them over the top against the Warriors. That's exactly what's going to happen.
It fits too perfectly not to happen, too. That's the scary part.
Cleveland needs to realize he ain't coming back. Isaiah Thomas for sure ain't coming back. He hates it there. The man said, we don't practice. How do you say practice?
He's bringing up references to his Boston days. I'm like, back in Boston, we used to play defense. I'm like, uh-oh.
Right, right.
He's trying to reminisce.
We competed every night in Boston. We played defense. We played as a team. We had each other's backs. There's none of that here.
He's trying to remember the good old days.
You don't like it there. There's no way he comes back. So it might as well see if there's a market for him. Maybe they could get a second-round pick for a team that would be willing to take him on for the rest of the year. Maybe looking to sign him next year, you know, because there's no point in keeping him. Kevin Love, they've been holding him hostage ever since he got there.
Yeah.
True.
It's time to get rid of this whole team.
It's time to blow it up, man. After 4 years, that's usually when runs are over, unless you go and sign the second best player in the league.
This is Josh Martin, co-host of Hollywood Hoops. Now, like a lot of you, I've tried a lot of these different meal kit services, delivery services, where they send meals to your house that you get to cook yourself. And every time I run into the same two problems. Number one, I don't eat meat, so my options are usually pretty limited. And number two, it just takes too long to make these meals sometimes. So I've been looking for a solution to those problems. And fortunately, I found one in Hungry Root. What Hungry Root does is deliver weekly boxes of healthy convenience foods that you can use to make a variety of inspiring, delicious dishes. All their food is plant-based and gluten-free and comes either ready to eat or ready in less than 15 minutes. You can choose to make the dishes according to their recipes or mix and match ingredients for additional flexibility. So Hungry Root offers over 75 dishes that you can make at home, like their fan favorite sweet potato pad thai or their cult favorite almond chickpea cookie dough, for $25 off each of your first two deliveries for a total savings of $50. Visit www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty, Almighty, at checkout. That's www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty for $25 off each of your first two deliveries.
After 4 years, your run's done.
Speaking of trades, the NBA trade deadline is coming up soon. The Cavs are probably going to make some moves. Kemba Walker, the Charlotte Hornets are finally ready to move him after kind of wasting his entire career so far. What do you think they're going to do with him? Who do you think he's going to?
I made a video on it today. I said Denver.
Yeah, I saw that.
Denver. Yeah, what do y'all think about Denver? Because they could Jamal Murray.
They said they don't want to trade Jamal Murray. They said they plan to keep him. Set that up. Well. The Cavs tried to make an offer of Kyrie Irving for Jamal Murray, and they said no over the offseason.
What? Wait a minute.
That's a dumb problem. Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah. Because remember, the Cavs were looking for like young players, young promising players, the draft picks. They went to Denver asking about Jamal Murray. The Nuggets like, we're not trading him. So I don't think if they're not trading for Kyrie, they're definitely not trading for Kemba.
Oh, what? Wait. Why have I never heard of this retarded move? What?
I think
they wouldn't trade Jamal Murray.
I think
Murray
it also
for
has
Kyrie
to do
Irving.
With the fear because they were like, Kyrie Irving could just leave us in a couple of years. And why would he stay here? He probably wants to go to one of those other places too. I think that might have had a part to play with their decision, but.
So let's keep Jamal.
Yeah, let's keep Jamal Murray. That seems like the thing to do.
I mean, he's a nice player, but like. Kyrie?
Come on, he's a nice player. It's Kyrie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't pass up Kyrie? What the heck?
Especially fucking Jamal. They didn't even ask for Gary Harris. They didn't ask for, like, nobody. Jamal Murray?
Man, what you mean? Like, you.
What?
You think Gary Harris should be more untouchable than Jamal Murray?
Jokic's contract ends next year. Paul Millsap has, like, a player option after next year, too. So it's like,
which is good because that nigga got hurt. So get him off
out of there. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's not gonna hurt for them to get another guy that might leave, so they can blow it up.
Bro, that's why they don't want. That's why they didn't want to trade Jamal Murray because he can't leave yet.
I mean,
a long way off. I don't know. But what about any other teams? I think honestly, I'm just saying the Pistons. You come here. I'm just
this guy.
Saying. I can
what would y'all
see
give
it
up?
Now.
What would y'all give up?
Well, I know they're trying to move other like players too. They've been trying to dump contracts, and they have Nick Batum, who they gave like a 5-year, $120 million contract to. So that's going to be really tough to move. So it could be an incentive. Like if they take him on, we give up like Stanley Johnson, like Henry Ellison, who was a pick from last year, and like a first and second round pick, and of course Reggie Jackson.
Oh my God!
That's a terrible trade.
None of that sounded worth Kemba Walker, and it's Kemba Walker.
Who's the second guy?
Is it Henry Ellison? Is that what you said? Only time I heard of Henry Ellison is when he was getting dicked by Jimmy Butler in one-on-one basketball his rookie year. That's it.
He was like,
yeah, I'm sorry, like, but Kemba Walker's not coming.
He's not a draft pick from last.
Yeah,
No. But the Hornets like big white guys can shoot.
Oh my God, he actually said that.
They do.
He said the Hornets actually like big white guys that can shoot.
They do. Look at their draft history. They traded for Spencer Hawes last year.
Oh my God. This is the SDC.
He went that route. I'm sleeping.
He said, but the Hornets like big white guys that can shoot.
Let's give him another one.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm just saying, don't sleep on Kemba to Detroit. If Denver don't want to get rid of Jamal Murray, he coming here.
That sounded so nasty.
He coming here. Either that, I'll take Alfred Payton, too, in Detroit. He kind of nice this year. I'll take a point guard, any point guard.
Oh, well, did I hear Alfred Payton and actually nice in the same sentence?
Yeah, he's Alfred Payton.
He nice. Like SDC said. Oh, no. I'm a Alfred Payton fan. It's just I get hate when I say, what you call it?
Alfred
Payton's
actually nice. Alfred Payton nice. I think
especially from
look at everyone that comes out of Orlando gets exponentially better too. Imagine him playing on a good team. He could be really nice.
He could.
I mean, look at this. He's shooting 52% from the field, 40% from three, 6.5 assists,
facts.
4 rebounds per game, 13 points.
Facts.
Okay. He's nice.
And you know what? The biggest thing that you didn't even mention. The fact
is
that he can't even see. No, he can't even see
right.
Half the time.
His hair be blocking his eyes.
He can't. Thank you. Half the time he's playing, he can't see. That's the best part. How you got a basketball player that play blind half the time? He's a goal. You ain't see that one floater he did where he missed everything because his hair literally went in his eyes? I've never seen that before. The greatest.
The coach just had to pull him aside after that and be like, Alfred. You can't see.
Cut your hair.
We'll pay for your haircut.
Alfred, we pay you such and such $1 million. Cut that shit. What is that? It got to the point to where, like, at first it was his whole head. Now he just has, like, a fucking cowlick of nappy shit in front of his face. It is the most retard. Alfred Payton, my guy, if you ever hear this, cut that bullshit off the front of your face.
It is time, bro.
That's going to be part of his next contract. Whenever he gets ready to sign a contract, the team's going to come to like, look, we ain't giving you this money unless you cut your hair.
Like, nigga, get that shit out of here.
That's going to be a clause. But yeah, no.
It's going to be average 50% from the field, 70% from the free throw line at least, and cut your fucking hair.
No, but the Magic are looking to trade him too. Him, Evan Fournier. I don't know about Aaron Gordon. They might as well need to.
I don't know about Aaron. I don't know about Aaron.
Well, they might as well. I mean, he going to be eventually.
There's no way they're going to build around him. They might as well trade him.
He ain't going to stay there his whole career.
Just add him to the list of Magic players that they've been needed to trade that do better elsewhere. You know?
Which is everyone in Orlando history except for Dwight.
And Hedo Turkoglu.
Well, they changed to the
Clippers. You can't lie, bro.
To the Clippers.
And got busted for steroids.
How you take steroids on you still ass? Jesus Christ.
Bro, that's
how you take steroids. You don't even go on the paint. You think Joakim's on steroids?
No,
bro?
They busted him. What was that last year?
That's what I'm saying. What is up with these people on steroids and they still ass? Like, what the fuck?
People on steroids and they're still ass. Chill.
You're a whole level of ass now. level,
What other players are you see guys getting traded?
Low key, do y'all think Philly could trade Markel?
Nah. No team's training for him right now either.
You sure?
Yeah, their turn would not be
good. I'm pretty sure.
What, Isaiah Thomas from Markelle Fultz?
The Kings would trade for goddamn Markelle Fultz.
Oh, yeah.
No, sure. Not the Kings. I'm sorry. Not the Kings. The Nets? Not the Kings, because they got De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, the Nets. The Nets. That's
you said the Nets don't trade for everybody.
Bro, hey.
That's where people just send their unwanted players, though, low-key. Like, hey Jaleel Okafor, send to the Nets.
Hey, who wants Markelle, bro? Send to the Nets. No one wants Markel, bro. Send they just the Nets, taking man. The dumpster I'm telling you. Players. They have to. They're a dumpster fire, bro. They got to take the dumpster players.
Bro, yo, Lakers no guy trying to move Luol Deng there. Convince them.
Hey, it's only right. If we can finesse a package for, like, Julius and Luol Deng to the Nets, I promise you the Nets are the most finessed franchise in the history of the league. Like, I promise. We've done two salary dumps with one team. That would be the most finessed team in the history of the game.
Bro, they'll have no cap space. They'll all be in, like, guys like Timofey Mozgov, Luol Deng,
Jeremy Lin,
Damari Carroll.
Jesus Christ, those names.
Alan Crabb.
All I hear is people with some good moments cards on 2K. That's about it. A bunch of moments card players on the Nets,
bro. A bunch of bronze players.
Jesus Christ.
But where do you guys think Julius Randle's going to end up, though? I know him and Jordan Clarkson about to get traded.
What team needs a power forward that likes to get the ball off the glass and push it up court?
The Pelicans?
The Nets! Mm-hmm. Let me stop. Pelicans?
Low-key? They put AD at the five? Low-key?
I mean, that's if they get rid of Boogie.
Boogie from Randle and Clarkson?
I'm not ruling out Boogie.
That would actually make a lot. That would be a great trade for the Pelicans.
Yeah, that would.
What?
Like, that would be like the Boogie best thing you could possibly do.
I mean, Randle and Clarkson for Boogie?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense for both teams, actually, because the Lakers, they're going to go after Boogie in the offseason, I'm sure. They want to go after every max player, and if he doesn't re-sign and leaves, that's fine. They got rid of the salary, which is what they're trying to do anyways.
But see, the thing is, it's only $5 million with Clarkson, and you're just avoiding to pay Randle, which you can go over the tax.
But that's the thing, because right now, the way it is, they wouldn't have enough money to sign two max players. That's why they have to move just a little extra.
Okay, I feel you. But what? You know who you can get rid of? You know what I'm talking about? Larry Nance!
They're trying to trade him, too. Yeah.
So those three for Boogie?
If the Pelicans could do that...
Not all three of them for Boogie.
What you mean? Hell no.
Not all three for Boogie.
Y'all want a superstar?
Randle
right?
and Clarkson. Randle and Clarkson not, for Boogie.
I'm about to say just Randle and Clarkson. That needs to happen. Not all three.
What you mean? So Larry Nance is that big?
I mean, is that good? We can get something for Larry.
No,
we can get like a pick
Larry
for Larry
Nance.
Nance?
No way. Not Larry Nance.
We can get a pick for Larry Nance. We can get another pick for Larry Nance.
Go to Brooklyn. He was
a.
So Boogie and a pick for those three.
Boogie and a pick. The Pelicans, I don't think, have any picks anytime soon.
I'm about to say. Well, whatever they have they a pick. Have. Let's check 2K on my convention. According to 2K, they do have a pick this season.
Oh.
There you go.
But that's according to 2K. That's according to 2K, guys. Come on. That's about as reliable as Brian Woodhouse.
Wait, no. Isn't there some rule where a team can't play trade their number one pick in a draft 2 years in a row? No, I think it's like the new Nets rule. I'm pretty sure they missed that after the Nets screwed themselves over.
New Nets rule.
No, yeah, this is like a stipend. And they traded their first round pick last year, so I don't think they're eligible to trade it this year. The NBA got to look out for these teams if the Nets got finessed.
Damn, looking out. That's just babysitting.
Like, don't be stupid.
Hey, guys, let's make a rule that, you know, you can't trade two first round picks in a row, because apparently teams need to know that. Because, you know, some teams just think, who needs first round picks, you know?
The Nets would probably still be trading their first round picks, not for that rule.
Can you imagine what the Nets look like if they actually kept their picks?
Man. Who they would have had? They would have had, I don't know.
I mean, they would have, well, it's not even that. Who would they have the opportunity to draft? Because who says they would draft?
Yeah, they could have had anything from last
Jaylen
year.
Like Jaylen Brown.
They could have had Tatum. I mean,
listen.
Low-key, exactly. They could have stood over the Lakers and took Lonzo.
Low-key, they could have had Porzingis, and they could have... Wait, hold on. What pick was Jaylen Brown? I lied.
He was like...
Three. Oh, yeah. They could have had Porzingis, Porzingis could have had Jason Tatum. They didn't have a pick that year either, did they? They lost their pick to Boston,
it's
right?
It's been a long time.
Because I know Ingram was the draft after Porzingis.
And that was the draft with Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, didn't they lose their 2015 pick? They didn't have a pick in 2015, did they?
I don't think so.
Actually, I think so. Because when did they get Rondae Hollis-Jefferson? When did they get
Rondae? That's what they picked with their last draft pick. That's sad.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Rondae. Yep, in 2015.
Wait, no, he was the draft with Stanley Johnson, I think. I think Rondae was Stanley Johnson. I think that was
2015.
2 years ago.
I don't even
know. That was the same draft. That was the D'Lo draft. So the D'Lo draft with Jahlil Okafor and D'Lo.
Yeah.
Did the Nets have a pick that year? I think that was Rondae.
Yeah, that was that year.
Yeah.
But still, that means so, 2016, then this year, and next year.
Yeah. Man. They're just ass. That's all it is. They're just ass,
yeah, they could have had Jaylen Brown. They could have been the Celtics.
At least what we have.
They could have been the Celtics.
But it's all good, you know what I'm saying? They're in green now. Can move forward.
That's so messed up. And then they're going to miss out this year, too.
They got Jahlil now. They got the number two.
They went back, got D'Lo and Jahlil. They got their draft picks back.
Oh, my God.
Get some of the players we missed out on.
They got 2 and 3. Come on now.
They say, you know what? Let's go ahead and get 2 and 3 from the draft we missed out on 3 years late, you know, when no one wants them. You're right. Jesus Christ. I'm looking at this Nets team like, what future? Like, oh, my God.
Low-key, their GM's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
It's pretty good. You're right.
They're making something out of nothing. That's
no, yeah, yeah, yeah. The new GM's not bad. It was the old GM got fired after that. So Billy he's been King. Doing all right.
They went and got Billy King's just ass. He should be banned from basketball. Went out and got D'Lo, Spencer Dinwiddie, who no one in the world knew, and now he's turning into something. Caris LeVert, honestly, I mean, hey, people don't talk about Caris LeVert. I don't know why. He's pretty nice. That's so true.
Who talks about anyone on the Nets?
Brooklyn fans don't even talk about Caris LeVert. That's that.
You said who?
I guarantee you the dishwashers we got listening right now don't even know who Caris LeVert is.
Right.
The dishwashers. Oh my God. We're really rolling with that.
Yeah.
We're going to get dishwasher shirts, bro. What you mean?
Dishwasher shirts.
There's going to be a black tee that says dishwasher.
Bro. What a rag. I got to say I'm a dishwasher.
What's a shirt to a real dish? What you mean? We're about to sell dishes.
Oh, my God.
We're about to sell dishes. We're about to sell plates, forks, knives, bowls.
Oh,
That'd be lit.
That's
hey, who would not buy a dish? What you mean? who wouldn't buy a dish,
bro?
Yo, you'd be crazy not to buy one, bro.
Bro, we're going to have NBA players' faces on them. Imagine eating off a Caris LeVert plate.
Oh man, get you a Dion Waiters plate.
What you mean, Ion Vaders? What you mean?
Ion Vaders. Oh, I forgot.
The dishwashers don't know about Ion Vaders.
Oh yeah, they don't.
They don't. If y'all don't know, Ion Vaders is Dion Waiters, but without the D because he doesn't play defense, and without the dub because he doesn't get dubs.
That's how no, you got Vaders. Half a dub. Remember, you gave half a dub.
There you go. There the you B. Go.
Half a dub. They're just disrespectful. They're disrespectful to my god, Dion, bro. He is the he. As he said, he is the superstar the Heat need.
Wait, he's the superstar the Heat needs.
Yes, he said, like, quote, his first year on the Heat when he was on his little run, which no one, everyone seems to forget that run they made. He was like, they're looking for that next guy since they lost Dwayne Wade, and that next guy is me.
I'm here, baby. Miami, here we come, boy.
He said, they looking for the next guy, and that's me.
What you mean, Hassan? Me and Hassan?
They need the... I understand you got Hassan.
Oh,
I understand you got Hassan.
Like, just like when Kyrie said he wanted to go to Miami. You guys know, remember how he and Kyrie had a history where they didn't get along?
Oh.
And then Dion was like, yeah, he can come here as long as he remember that I run this team.
This nigga Dion.
Dion. Yo. Who's worse? Who's worse, Dion or Lance Stevenson? Because Lance Stevenson has said he's better than
they
Jordan.
They need to be on
I'm
the
sorry.
Same team.
Bro, if you had a team with Dion
and
Lance,
then they gotta bring back
who's
that one guy? Who's that one guy they called LeBron like trash, overrated back when he was first with Cleveland? He played for the Wizards.
Deshaun Stevenson
gotta come back on that team too.
Yo, that'd be
he plays in the
LeBron.
Big Three league, bro.
Anti LeBron team.
Bro, and that team would give LeBron so many problems.
Joakim Noah.
You put Joakim coming off the... Bro, when I tell you that team would give LeBron so many problems, could you imagine one play, he got Lance Stevenson blowing in his ear. The next play, Deshaun Stevenson standing up on the bench screaming out he's trash. The next play, Joakim Noah chips
LeBron
him in the air.
What foul? Where in the rule book is me blowing in your ear a foul, boy? Let me know.
Go ahead and flop. Go ahead and flop. Flop on this. Flop on this ear blow, boy. Flop on this ear blow.
He said,
yo, that team would be a championship team, bro. That team's going to the finals. That's the only team that can. That's when I panic for the East.
Post now, bitch. Post now, bitch.
Oh, my God. Lance Stevenson will be the most... Yo, where did I... It was someone on Twitter that was like, Lance Stevenson is the most savage player in NBA discovery. No, he's the most cockiest player to average 8 points a game. That was the funniest shit I've seen in my life.
He does anything, he gets so hyped.
Bro, you have to, man. That's how he made his career. You can't lie. Bro, he's doing the same old Lance stuff. He's just not averaging 14. He's averaging 8. That's the only difference.
I think it was on a Shaqton like a week or two ago where he made like such a hard pass that he almost fell down afterwards. He like passed it so hard he knocked himself over.
Just like I remember that.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, aka Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
My guy Lance is a bloody legend, bro.
I wish that Pacers team never got broken up. I wanted to see what Lance would have became.
I mean, listen, I blame Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, low key.
If he just didn't turn ass out of nowhere, that team would have still been together. That's the reason they had to break it up. The nigga just became ass.
I never seen a player become so bad so fast.
Like after one year of getting praised, it's just like,
right, he's the best defensive player in the NBA.
So just gonna get 2 rebounds. Okay.
Right. Okay. It's like he forgot everything that made him good. Like he got 1 All-Star appearance and just forgot how to play basketball. Like as a whole, nigga averaging like 4 points, 2 boards, and a 0.1 blocks. Like, nigga, you're 7 feet 2. Like, bro,
right, 7 feet, you're averaging 0.1 blocks, 300 pounds. What are you doing?
Pure ass. Pure garbage. 7 feet to 300 fucking 7 pounds of pure garbage. Just terrible, man.
Damn. Shout out to my boy Roy, though.
Ain't no shout outs over here. Nigga, you get EA treatment. Ain't no shout outs. Nigga, your ass. You ruined it. You blew it. You blew your shot. Jeez. You trash. Dog. You had one job. You ruined Lance Stevens' career. You scrubbed. you ruined everything. That man, he was so ass. David West was like, you know what? Send me somewhere else. I'm going to the Spurs. They can't be this ass. And then found out LaMarcus turned ass. And said, I'm going to the Warriors. He calls the trend, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That first year when David West was in San Antonio, I can't lie. LaMarcus was ass. I don't know what it is about David West. He just makes players ass.
Bro. That's why he went to the Warriors, somewhere he couldn't make anything worse.
Exactly. It was so much talent on the Warriors, he just couldn't make everybody ass.
God, shit.
So it was like,
it's not working. He just had not working.
No, matter of fact, no. He went to the Warriors and it was like, nigga, you're not doing this to us. You get 7 minutes a game. Like, that's it. That man David West averages a career low like 10 minutes. You can't make nobody ass in 10 minutes. It just don't work like that. That's how you avoid the curse of David West, bro. You just play that nigga 10 minutes a game, so he can't make nobody ass.
It's a game within the game.
Chill out. Game within the game. Game within the game. I'm just saying, look how good LaMarcus looks this year, bro. He finally washed off that David West curse.
Hey, maybe it's time for Roy Hibbert to try to return then.
Return to the Big Three League, bro. Your career done.
Oh my God.
Jesus. We always got to roast somebody in this podcast.
You got to. These are dirty dishes, nigga.
Dishes aren't clean out here. You got to clean them.
These are dirty dish hour, bro.
Dirty dish hour. That's what we got to change the podcast name to. The Dirty Dish Hour. Let's move on to the next topic. The MVP race. This has probably been one of the most unentertaining MVP races the past month at least. It started off pretty good with James Harden. And then when the Cavs had like that 18-19 game winning streak, it was like, who's it going to be? LeBron James or James Harden? But now it's like, who's it going to be? Does anyone care? Does anyone deserve it? I mean, who do you guys have the front runner at this point?
Honestly,
might be KD, low key.
Low key, bro. I can't lie to you, man. It's nobody.
Nobody. It's fucking nobody. I don't think anyone's having like a spectacular eye popping season this year. So it might just go to the best player on the best team, like it usually does. That might be KD.
So
that might
be KD. KD. That might be KD. KD or Steph, man. And
I don't even know. At this point, I'm saying, you know what? Let's switch it up. Give it to somebody else. DeMar DeRozan here. The Toronto Raptors been good.
God, don't you do got that. Better. That's a waste of an MVP.
You know, you can have this MVP just because, you know, it's the only thing Toronto's ever won.
If they want to give it to my boy Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be different.
I mean, low-key, yeah, I'll give it to Kyrie before I give it to DeMar. I'm sorry.
Man,
Kyrie's just a better – he's just the better player on the better team. Like, I there's no life I can see – there's no life I see anybody giving a damn.
You think Kyrie's been better than DeMar this season?
I don't. I can't recall any point where Kyrie has been better than DeMar. There has never been a time where Kyrie wasn't better than DeMar. So.
DeMar's been killing it this year, though.
Hey, he's been killing it, but he's not better than Kyrie.
Kyrie's team is better. Kyrie is too.
Yeah, I think
like if you look at his season stats, they don't represent how good he's been.
Yeah.
But he's averaging like 20 on 50-40-90 the past.
But then you watch him play and you see that Celtic green start doing crossovers and shit and everybody get the ooh and ah and you're like, yeah, that's the MVP. That's the real MVP right there.
I still think James Harden's probably going to win it. You know, he was the front runner, but then like the Rockets hit a little rough patch. He got injured. So I think that's why he lost a lot of steam right now. But yeah, there's still a lot of season left to go. The Rockets are going to get back in shape and he's going to start looking at James Harden again.
that Warriors W really is going to push that too.
Yeah, but it's if not like even he was that important. This, that it was like Chris Paul was more the MVP.
I mean, it's not. I'm not saying that that's the reason. I'm just saying like after that game, if they go on like they go on a cool little 5 or 6 game winning streak.
Yeah, then he's back. The hype's gonna be
back with James Harden. Yeah.
So it's probably going to be James Harden, but it's not going to be like a hyped MVP like it was last year or the past couple of years where it has anyone talking.
Yeah.
And low-key NBA, if you hear this, if you hear anything, the awards show, do not do the MVP there or at least make it sooner. No one cares about the regular season MVP at the end of June.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
who cares?
That's so stupid.
Like the finals are over. Who cares who the
it's
MVP
like LeBron was? Just averaged a triple double, and you're telling me this matters?
Right, Russell Westbrook already got eliminated, and now you call him the MVP. Yo, that they need to like have that like the week before the playoffs start. If that's when you want to do the awards show, do it like a week before the playoffs.
Yeah,
something
exactly. I ain't gonna lie to you. They did the Rookie of the Year award. Niggas didn't even know who the rookies were. They forgot that there was rookies.
Malcolm.
Is that Malcolm Brogdon? Who the hell did he play for? Who is this?
Hey, now, but what do y'all think about Jimmy Butler being MVP? Because the Timberwolves are only a half game behind the third seed.
I love Jimmy Butler. One of my favorite players. He ain't winning no MVP.
Man, fuck Jimmy Butler.
Let me stop.
I don't got no hostility towards my bro Jimmy Butler. He's the guy. Even though he's, I mean, I don't see all the hype, but hey, it is what it
How
is.
How do you not
I mean,
see the hype? The Wolves went from thirty win team to being the third seed,
it's because of Andrew Wiggins.
Stop! Stop! You're gonna give me an aneurysm. Stop!
You didn't see that 29 last night, Beasles, bro.
What happened? Jimmy Butler sat out a game. Guess who stepped up and got the win?
Wiggins dropped 29. He got the game.
You see Cat?
He got the game-saving offensive.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Wiggins had a good game. He had a good game.
Jimmy Butler went down.
Why do you have a good game? Because there's nobody in his way to take the possessions. He has the ball in his hands, and he's able to do more with the ball in his hands.
He shoots the most out of the big three. Hey, stop.
Because that's the role he has to play with Butler on the court.
Yeah, it's all about rhythm. You know, his rhythm gets thrown off when he has to share the ball with Butler. You know?
Oh my God.
Whose rhythm doesn't get thrown off? Look what happened in the playoffs when they finally took Jimmy Butler off the ball in Chicago. Wait, Rondo looked nice against the Celtics.
Hey, I ain't trying to say Jimmy Butler makes his teammates worse. That's what you're trying to imply here.
I ain't implying anything. I just said, you know, Wiggins low-key looks better after
Wiggins was the only one with a negative plus minus. Please stop. how are you the best player and you're the only one with a negative plus minus?
Hey, he had a negative plus minus.
It's the same thing as when Kawhi is on the floor. Remember the stat from last year? The Spurs were worse defensively when Kawhi was on the floor. That's Andrew Wiggins.
Yup. Oh my God. Let him know, SDC.
There we go.
Oh my
there we go.
God.
Preach.
So if you want to call Andrew Wiggins a bust, you better be prepared to call Kawhi a bust.
Wow.
He ain't live up to expectations of being the 15th
supposed
pick,
to
bro.
Be the next Kobe.
This guy.
Nah, but y'all see what Cat did that game?
Nah,
it was like 22 and 12, something like that.
22 on 7 shots.
Here we go with this bullshit. Here we go.
22 points on 7 shots?
That just means the refs were bailing him out all night. James Harden did that. James Harden did that every night.
27 minutes?
James Harden did that every night.
On 85% from... Wow.
He took 7 shots. He better shoot 8. How many shots did he take?
Seven
whole shots. You're giving him
points.
You're encouraged. Let Lonzo take 7 shots. He needs to be more aggressive. But Cat can take 7 shots and it's whatever.
Because Cat makes them. What the fuck? He scored 22 points on 7.
How many free throws?
It's like, I think it was nine
free throws. 9 free throws.
What was he shooting from the 3-point line?
3-point?
Perfect.
He didn't make it.
Perfect. Perfect.
Well, like 1 of 1.
Perfect what?
2 for 2.
Perfect what?
2 for 2.
I'm about to say,
2 for 2.
Like 1 for 1?
2 for 2.
Okay, so he had a pretty efficient night. Cool.
But,
Cat was efficient that night.
But
good job.
Wiggins was efficient too last night.
Oh, I didn't say he wasn't.
Ooh.
No, Wiggins had a good game. He had a good game.
at least Skip Souls was able to come out and say that. He was able to come out and say that he had a good night.
Jimmy Butler stays out for a couple more games and Wiggins keeps playing good, will you admit that maybe he just can't play next to Jimmy Butler?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? What?
I mean, that's
like clear evidence.
I'm just saying,
if your whole thing is all he's doing is just shooting, and when Jimmy Butler goes down, he starts to do everything else that comes with the game of basketball and scoring better and is more efficient. I mean, kind of points to like he's better without Jimmy Butler.
Also, is Jimmy's fault?
I'm not saying I'm blaming Jimmy for it. I'm just saying Wiggins ain't the guy to be the third wheel on that team.
Thank you. I blame Jimmy Butler for that. That's what they were doing
early in the season, and they were losing games.
What?
They were what?
They were trying to have Wiggins like as a second option and Jimmy as a third. Yeah. And then Jimmy took over.
I mean,
Free Andrew Wiggins. It ain't nothing personal, but it ain't a good fit.
There's no hate over here with the free Andrew Wiggins. I mean, over there in Bezos land, there might be a lot of hate when he says that. But
as a matter of fact, we're just saying that free Andrew Wiggins.
Nah, he's trying to say. see, look at that hate. He's saying free Andrew Wiggins, so he can go to like the Suns or the Nets or something.
He had a good game. Shout out to Wig.
Nah. Nigga, ain't no shout outs to Wig. We shout out Wig over here. He don't get the shout out Wiggins. Nah. Shout out to Wiggins from Dom and SDC. Nigga, Skip Souls over here. Nah. Never forget, Andrew. He ain't ever believe in you, bro. Never forget that. I don't even call you Andrew. I call you by your first name, Andrew. He never believed in you, bro.
It was one game.
There it is.
Y'all want me to change my whole opinion about him because of one game. Yep.
Just like the rest of the casual fans.
Oh, I got a trade scenario just came up in my head. Andrew Wiggins.
What's up?
And Andrew Wiggins to the Hornets for Kemba Walker. Andrew Wiggins and Jeff Teague to the Hornets for Kemba Walker and Nick Batum. There we go.
I was thinking about that too.
Low there key, that would help both teams.
That would help both teams.
That'll work. That's a win-win.
That way Andrew Wiggins can become the next Jordan under Jordan.
Wiggins be the next Jordan under Jordan.
Because Jordan is really good at developing players.
Hey.
He did it with Kwame.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm just saying he got that, he kind of put that fire back into Dwight a little bit, you know? Yeah? No?
I mean, he looks more in tune into the game
than like when he was playing on the Rockets.
I think that's just because Dwight's on a trash team now. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Nah. Was the Rockets really that good with him on there?
For the first year.
To go to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah. That was the year that they...
Even Melo went to the Western Conference Finals. Josh Smith led the
Rockets back from 3-1 against the Clippers.
Shout out to my dude, Josh.
Listen to that year, bro. Listen to what he just said. What?
It's true.
Josh Smith was a pivotal player on that team. He was.
Coming off the bench, Josh Smith beat the Clippers.
Not even a good semifinals team. Oh, my God.
Before they had a meltdown against the Warriors.
All I know about Josh Smith is he shoots too fucking much. That's the only thing I can remember with Josh Smith.
He literally shot himself out of the league.
Oh, y'all,
he shot so much. He did.
On the Dwight shit, he had a good series. He had a good series. Josh Smith clearly shot his way out of the league.
18
points, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks against the Clippers.
Nigga, it's against the Clippers.
DeAndre was guarding him.
It's DeAndre.
What you mean it's DeAndre?
Unless he's getting a rebound or catching an alley-oop, does it really matter? It's DeAndre. Does it matter?
Yeah, according to our boy Wordu, DeAndre can't survive without Chris Paul.
Okay.
He's like, he's not going to average 10 points without Chris Paul.
Like, he can't survive without Chris Paul.
I'm pretty sure any player of that size, you know, could average a solid 10 points. That's what I'm pretty saying. Sure Chris Paul,
Chris Paul is the maker of big man, though. He did with Tyson Chandler and then DeAndre Jordan. Now he's doing it with Clint Capella in Houston.
And you know what's funny? It's not even just alley-oops with Clint Capella. Like, yeah. Clint Capella's out here doing Ugandan steps. It's beautiful.
He knows the way.
He said Ugandan steps.
That boy is out here. He can't do a Euro step. He's too damn big and slow. But he's doing that Ugandan step. He takes one solid step left or right, and he just leans in for a layup, bro. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, bro. That nigga hits that do you know the way step every time.
Oh my God.
Every time. Y'all ain't see it last night, bro? He just came up. Do you know the way step?
Stop.
Every time. I promise you, I know the way. Hit him with the do you know the way every time. Stop. Left or right. Oh, man. Shout out to my boy Clint Capella, bro. Get these buckets, man.
Do it for Uganda, bro.
Do it for Uganda. Oh, my God.
Do you know the way?
Every time, bro. I'm telling you, every time, bro, he hits that step with no problem.
It's so disrespectful. Hey, do you hear what he said about the Rockets being better than the Warriors yesterday?
What happened?
He's Clint Capella. After they beat the Warriors, he was like, "Oh yeah, we're better than them. We're the best team in the NBA when we're healthy."
I mean,
is he lying? Let me stop. No, I mean, listen. Like, I forgot. I've said this like a couple times. When the Rockets get going, like, it's a couple teams in the West. If they really get going, they can compete with the Warriors. Beat them in a 7-game series? No. But they can compete and make it tough for them. And that's the Thunder and the Rockets. Both of those teams have already shown you when they get hot, they can beat them. So, I mean, not every team when they get hot can beat the Warriors. Like, for example, the Timberwolves.
That's so true, but they can get hot, but can't beat them when they're hot. Winning.
Yeah. Like, there's only some teams that can, like, really get hot and win against the Warriors in the West.
Bro, can the Cavs win if they get hot against the Warriors?
I mean, they did last year. No, they had that historic ass.
That was not hot. That was like, I don't even know what to call that.
That was scripted. That was. Them niggas didn't miss. Bro, if you would have looked at the sideline, that nigga Draymond Green was like, who is this? Where's that switch? Someone destroy the switch. Destroy it. Destroy the switch. It's too powerful. Them niggas didn't miss. They just came out the gate, just like hitting every. Yo, LeBron and Kyrie came down the court just smacking everything. JR came on the court, smack. Kevin Love in the corner, smack. The niggas was not missing. They was like, bro, find the switch, destroy it. Nah, bro.
We ain't losing again.
Steve Kerr called Adam Silver like, hey, man, look, they can't be doing this. This is not fair. Everybody don't got switches. Okay, we got to play this legit. They can't just sit there and turn the switch on whenever they want. No.
Hold up. They restocked on switches? What the fuck is this?
LeBron,
you gave him more switches, Adam?
LeBron went on his special down 0-3 in the final switch.
That nigga upgraded to the switch 2.0 in the middle of the finals.
Behold.
Show you my true power.
And then Tristan Thompson lost it after that.
Yep.
Tristan Thompson. I'm telling you, after Williams.
I seen Tristan Thompson shoot a jump shot. I was like, it's over.
Like, what? It's a wrap. The switch is on. Let me try. The Patriots. They broke it.
The Patriots won. What the fuck?
They came back and.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. NFL's rigged. NBA's rigged. It's all rigged.
That's crazy.
Dishwashers, heave the warning, bro. It's all rigged. It's all scripted.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the NFL, that shit is sus. It might actually be scripted.
I mean, the NBA, you know, low-key, not really. You know, it's hard to tell. You know, it's not blatantly obvious. NFL, I mean, they released commercials for the Super Bowl weeks before the Super Bowl, before the teams are even announced, before the teams even play each other, they announce who's in the Super Bowl. If that's not scripted, like, come on, man.
Yeah. The NBA is harder to script, in my opinion, because, like, there's so many variables that go in. But
yeah,
football, you can manipulate a decent amount. to be honest.
The NBA only steps in when they need to, when they're about to lose a lot of money.
And because the field is so like far away from the fans and they have headsets and shit, that's what makes it sus.
Yeah. Right? NFL is whispering headsets, all right, we need you to throw this game, you know, make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles, we understand your ass. Go ahead and throw it at that lady in the stands right there. That's just sad, man. And I actually had hope for the Jaguars, man. Jacksonville, we got it next year, man. Hopefully they won't rob the shit out of everybody. I feel bad for Philly. They about to get robbed today. Philly's about to get fucking robbed. Or whenever they play. I don't know if it's the night, the day, whatever.
I think it's today.
Philly's getting fucking... It is? All right, yeah, Philly's getting robbed. Sorry, Philly.
But what if the NBA was like more like the NFL though, where it was a one game series in the playoffs?
That would be so ass.
like some NCAA tournament shit. Leave that to March Madness. No, it's terrible.
We want the best teams to win, please.
We don't need no upsets. We don't need no surprises. We don't need no tomfoolery. We don't need none of that. I'd be damned if I wake up. Because I fall asleep because I had to work. And the goddamn, the eighth seed magically come back and beat the Warriors lucky shot.
The Bulls would have upset the Celtics last year.
Could you imagine the NBA last year had the Bulls actually upsetting the Celtics if it was that format?
Bro, do you know how bad Spurs fans would have been after Kawhi got hurt? After they're up like 25 at halftime.
Oh my, it would have been a riot. No, Zaza would have got murdered.
We had that game. We're going to the finals.
They robbed us. Everyone in San Antonio would have flew out to Oakland and had a riot. It would have been bad.
Bro. But, yeah. What else do we have to talk about here?
Pretty much it.
Low-key, they should change the playoff format.
To what?
Just top 16 teams.
Top 16, get rid of conferences?
I don't know about that. Yeah,
screw the conferences. Just top 16
teams. That'll be weird.
The travel is going to be...
Is the travel really that bad? They don't even play every day. They don't play back-to-back days in the playoffs.
True, but...
Still even, yeah.
So plus if you had it like, what is it? The 2... Not the 2-3-2, but the... What is it? 2-2-1-1-1 format?
Yeah.
Is that how it is? Or how it was? You do two games in one city, two games in the other city.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I thought it was a 2, or was it the 2-3-2 setup?
It was 2-3-2 before.
If they do it like that, then it could work with the top 16 because you do the first two games in whatever city you're in, next three in whatever city, then the final two in whatever city. So
that's the format that's wouldn't be a problem. Is it just me or does that like favor the underdog team?
I think like having three games in a row on your home court is a huge advantage.
That's what I'm saying, because if you win one game out of the first two and you got three straight in your home court, like that's kind of unfair, low key.
Yeah,
I mean, low key doesn't matter. Not playing it, it matters.
And that's why LeBron coasts.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, but you can still do the. You can do how the format is now, and it'll still work.
Yeah,
because like none of the games are. It's not back to back games. Like I understand, like if they were back to backs, but even in the finals, after one game, you still have to. It's a day off, and then you have the next game because it's a whole day where you just talk about what you just watched, and then the next game happens the next day. So you have a day of traveling. It's not like teams are in the goddamn United Kingdom and in Asia, like. America.
They gotta practice too, though. It's not just.
I mean, you okay? So the game ends that night. You fly out. You have the whole day in that city.
And the finals, NBA finals, it really wouldn't matter since those are interconference anyway. So I don't see why the playoffs couldn't be like that. Come to think about it,
but that's why it's the finals. That's the only time it happens.
But it's the playoffs. If it's top 16 teams, regardless, it should. Those are the best 16 teams. Like, there's no question. Then you won't have the Memphis Grizzlies were a 10th seed in the West, but they could have been an 8th seed in the East because their record, like situations like that. Yeah. I find that unfair to the teams because if one conference is just really, really better than the other, that's not fair. like the top 16 teams should go.
Yeah, that's true.
But low key, and this it'll year, be there will be more teams from the East now than there would be from the West. Low key.
Like yeah, the East, the East as of now is just spread. I wouldn't say spread out. Just the teams are more competitive than the East.
Yeah,
compared to teams.
I mean, the West is like very top heavy, but then after that, there's like a huge fall off.
It's a drop off. Yeah, with the East, since a lot of the stars in the East went West, well, not even a lot, just like the Pacers superstar. That Pacers star,
it was Jimmy Butler and Paul George, pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean, that's two teams that are in the playoffs in the East without a star, and with that, the Bulls drop off to rebuilding mode, so that leaves a open slot for like the Sixers or a team that usually wasn't making the playoffs when Jimmy Butler was there. So, and the Sixers are competitive. Pacers are competitive. A lot of teams in the East are competitive now. Well, compared to other Eastern teams. When they go out West, it's not competitive no more.
Yeah. The East actually ain't that bad anymore. Right.
I mean, low-key, it's all more competitive than WNBA. So, I mean, hey. At the end of the day, bro.
Who won last?
Just one player that can dunk.
When does the WNBA season happen? Didn't it just like just end a few months ago?
It starts in the summer and ends in the summer.
I swear to God, every time I see the ad WNBA finals, I'm like, bitch, when did it start? What the fuck?
You're like, nigga, when did the season start? Wait, what are you talking about?
Y'all starting again? What the fuck?
That's all. They just skipped to the finals now.
They season is a whole 2 months and it's over. They have the longest offseason in, like, sports history. It's crazy.
Let me see some of stats in the WNBA.
You don't want to do that.
We can do it after the pod.
You're going to think it's a G League stat.
Oh, this is Brittany Griner Prison talking about she's the leading scorer with 22 points.
Of course she is.
Stop.
Of course he's leading the
John
WNBA scorer.
Jones.
Is that a dude? Get out of here. There's no way there's a girl named John Quell.
John Quell Jones. He plays for, I think it was
just a disclaimer before we go forward. We are pro women. Okay.
I am so pro women. Listen, I am pro women's rights. I am women's rights. I am a feminist. I believe a woman should be able to make a sandwich wherever she wants.
Head ass. Stop.
I am pro women.
Stop.
Okay. Ladies, I am on your side. You all have rights. They're just not equal to ours, but who's saying?
We cut that out. They got
African women in the WNBA.
Finally!
What's this? Nanika Ojukwemi.
Elijah Wan.
She knows the way.
Please don't cut this part.
This has to make it.
This might be the last episode of The Dish.
I swear she knows the way. She does.
Oh my god. This might be the last episode of The Dish. Shout out to the dishwashers. It was a fun seven episodes.
She's one of the best defensive players, it looks like. She averages two steals per game. She's good at free throw shooting. Let me paste this name in Google. I'm trying to copy.
How tall is she? That's what I want to know. Oh my
she
god!
Is
he said this African player.
She's only 6'2".
Get the what? Really?
Yeah.
That's a center.
I don't know. If it's
no, that's not a center. No, that's a guard.
No,
WNBA. What happened?
All right. She averages. Oh, okay. 19 points.
Okay.
Is she a guard? What kind of guard average? 2 assists.
I mean, it's a WNBA, bro. Come on.
Not a pure point guard.
She could be a 2 guard. She could be a 2 guard.
Yeah.
In the WNBA, she could be a 2 guard. Like
19 points, 8 rebounds.
A lot of women out here that big.
Wait, are you sure she might be a center? Because she averaged 8 rebounds.
It's the WNBA. All she has to do is be aggressive.
Oh, and she's African, so that should be kind of easy.
What's her name? Hold on. What team she play for?
Plays for the whatever team's in LA.
LA Sparks, got you.
It's Nanika Ojiwumiki.
Bro, when you type in LASP, the Sparks aren't even the first team to pop up. They're not even the first team to pop up.
She a forward. It says right here, position forward, 6'2".
Get the wait, hold on. What? Not she better not be a power forward. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, if she's a power forward, I'm about to get the roast.
Bro, Isaiah Thomas goes to NBA roasted. Center.
Isaiah Thomas is a WNBA center. NBA center, bro. I'm done. I gotta see a picture of her. What she look like? What does she look? Low key, she's not ugly. That's, she look good. She looks nice. Okay, you. Oh wait, yo, SEC. What stats were you looking at?
What you mean? What the fuck? Basketball wait reference.
What year?
2017.
Holy. I see. Is this the same one? And Yeek, oh, dude, this is the only motherfucker with a goddamn African name. I see. Hold on. Am I looking at the right stats? 2017? Yep.
What you see?
Hold on. I'm seeing 14, 9, 2.5. Okay, so two. Okay, relatively the same thing. She's a forward?
Yeah, she's a forward.
It don't even say small forward or power. It just forward. Says forward. I love
positionless
WNBA.
Basketball.
Hey, they're women. They have rights. You cannot label a woman, okay? Cannot label a woman, okay? She is not any kind of forward. She is just a forward, okay? Get it right, B-Souls.
Damn, you're about to get flagged. This might be the last episode, guys.
Bro, I
ain't gonna lie to you. Listen.
I want
to
see what this Jonquel Jones looks like.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you, dog. She dead ass look like she knows the way. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
like at first I was joking. She really does look like Brittany Griner. I gotta look at Brittany Griner real quick, just cause. But if you type in Bree, she's the first person to pop up. Yo, Brittany Griner. Listen, dog. You the homie? I swear you're a dude, bro.
He said, you the homie.
Bro, this homie. Isn't... Yo, she's not a girl. Yeah, that's not a girl, bro. That's a dude.
Oh. Jeez.
Who are you looking at?
Brittany Griner.
He's deadly, right?
Oh,
he's
no.
Deadly, right? Bro, watch his highlights. Watch him dunk on other fields.
He said his.
Bro, when...
He said watch his highlights.
I'm trying to be politically correct, bro. That's not a girl. That's far from a girl.
Watch his highlights.
Brittany Griner got more testosterone in her system than I do.
Have you seen this person?
Brittany Griner?
He said this person.
Wow, we really out here disrespecting.
We're not disrespecting. You haven't seen.
I know who Brittany Griner is. Yeah.
No, I'm about to send you a picture right now that you have to look at. You have to look.
I'm low-key scared.
Send in the
Twitter. I just sent it in the
Twitter chat.
I sent it in the group chat.
Hold on, I'm about to look at it. Yo, that's a dude. That is a man. That is a man. Be so, stop playing with
me. That look like Fetty Wap with two eyes.
Stop! Cut it! I'm done. I can't.
Yeah, baby.
He said Fetty Wap with two eyes.
1738.
Oh my god! He said she looks like Fetty Wap with two eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the dish.
I can't do this anymore. We gotta cut it.
I'm done. We have to finish.
There's another picture. Someone made a picture of her dunking on Cousins. It.
No. Let me see. No, low key though, Mark Cuban was talking about signing her to a contract.
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
What the?
That looks so lifelike. That would really happen. Bro, he doesn't have titties, bro. That cannot
chill
be
out,
a guy. That cannot
chill
be
out,
a
guy. Chill out.
Boogie's titties are bigger.
Oh my god. No. Hold on.
Buggy's man crossed the bigger than Brittany Griner.
Look, he's a man.
Bezos, this is a man, bro. We're not bugging. We're telling the truth. Bro, he doesn't have any titties, bro. He has zero titties, bro. There's no way this is a... I love women with all of my heart. This is not a woman. Someone needs to test her. Like, this isn't fair. This is Joanna Man in real life. I don't care what nobody says. And the fact that this podcast has went on for 20 minutes of us just going on the WNBA. Ladies, y'all can ball. It's just, this lady has balls. This isn't fair. No. This isn't fair. Oh my God.
If she comes up to you and asks you out, what do you do?
Yes. I'm not saying no to him. I'm not telling him no.
He said I'm not saying no to him.
No does not mean no to Brittany Griner. All right, let's get that straight now.
I'm going to hit you with a no comment.
I'm just trying to. See, the way my bank account's set up, I'm just here so I won't get fined. That's exactly what I say. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm just here so I won't get fined, but I probably will because of the Fetty Wap comment. But
no, let me stop before she find me.
I'm about to say, y'all ever like, hey, saying, she will bro. Find y'all.
Like, hey, it's not hey. Like we're getting like two views on these.
It's all love on this, and you know,
nah. Don't say it's all love. Don't get punked out now. Y'all talking about the off season for her. You like, know, you got us.
We get a couple thousand SDC. That's a lot of people.
You know,
all it takes is 10 tweets. You know, it's over.
It takes all 10 love. Retweets. You know, probably be the first WNBA player to make it to the NBA from what I'm seeing, just from your pictures alone.
Probably be the first man to make it to the WNBA Hall of Fame.
Oh my God,
I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. Oh my God. We can't make this a habit. We can't keep doing this.
We cannot.
We can't keep doing this, man. We can't go after every podcast on these big roast sessions, bro. It's going to come back to haunt us. We can't. Everyone, I just want y'all to know these are jokes.
Bro, I'm just thinking, maybe I could make it to the WNBA. Because she looks like more of a man than me. So I
bro, she's more, I know she's more of a man than me.
I got to go try it. Does Detroit got a WNBA team anymore? I don't know.
Oh my God! Okay, we gotta wrap this up, bro. We gotta wrap this up, bro.
All right. I guess that's gonna do it.
Just a good SEC.
You still looking at pictures?
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures.
Watch, bro. Wait till after we done, and you actually see her play. Oh my God! Him. It's not fair. When you watch him play SEC. It's not fair. You gonna say they need a new league for him? Like he can't play in the WNBA no more. I'm sorry. I keep saying he.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah. Before I say anything else, we gotta end this because I won't stop. Thank you guys for coming back for another episode of The Dish. Like we said, what's your name? Brittany Griner, something like that. You know, it's all love. There ain't no need to try to find me.
trying yes. to defend himself now.
He got scared.
That's all. If you ever want to come on the pod as a guest, we love some intake and some insider on what's going on in the WNBA.
In the life of a male WNBA player.
But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys clean your dishes, your dishwashers. You ate up what we spit out. We're spitting some facts this time for sure, especially about Brittany Griner. But B-Souls, you wanna say sorry to Brittany?
Me?
Yes.
I'm saying sorry for the whole crew. Apparently, all right.
We all gotta apologize.
I'm sorry, Brittany Griner, for calling you Fetty Wap with two eyes. All right, it was a compliment.
He said it was a compliment.
All right, that's
that's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
All right, Dom, you want to beg for your life too?
Well, thank you guys for coming out to episode 8 of the Dish Podcast. Brittany Griner, I'm sorry that you look like Fetty Wap with two eyes that can dunk on every woman in the WNBA.
Yeah, baby.
Listen, if you ever want to talk this out, if you get wind of this, my DMs are not open. Do not come to me. Because everything I said was a joke.
I'm about to close mine.
Do not take anything you heard here seriously, okay? We were strictly joking about you having a penis, sir. All right? Listen, I don't want no beef. You are a 6'9 behemoth of a woman. Emphasis on the man part. But, yeah, you guys have a good night.
All right, guys, that's going to do it. If you don't hear from us again, it's because she found us. All right, peace.
Peace out. I swear she got a dick.
It's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word. Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.